the tongue. Do set a guard, O Jehovah, for my mouth. Do set a watch over the door of my lips. In the abundance of words there does not fail to be transgression, but the one keeping his lips in check is acting discreetly. There exists the one speaking thoughtlessly, as with the stabs of a sword, but the tongue of the wise ones is a healing. The heart of the righteous one meditates so as to answer, but the mouth of the wicked ones bubbles forth with bad things. Pleasant sayings are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and a healing to the bones. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. A good man brings forth good out of the good treasure of his heart. But a wicked man brings forth what is wicked out of his wicked treasure. For out of the heart's abundance his mouth speaks.
Let a rotten saying not proceed out of your mouth. But whatever saying is good for building up, as the need may be, that it may impart what is favorable to the hearers.
So too, the tongue is a little member, and yet makes great brags. Look, how little a fire it takes to set so great a woodland on fire. Well, the tongue is a fire. The tongue has constituted a world of unrighteousness among our members, for it spots up all the body and sets the wheel of natural life aflame, and it is set aflame by Gehenna. For every species of wild beast, as well as bird and creeping thing and sea creature, is to be tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But the tongue, not one of mankind can get it tamed. An unruly, injurious thing, it is full of death-dealing poison. With it we bless Jehovah, even the Father. And yet with it we curse men who have come into existence in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing.